Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from the Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. With topics and information about healthy living, here's Dr. David Wick.
Do you wake up several times a night? If so, please visit me, Dr. David Wick of the Holistic Chiropractic Center. I'll spend the time necessary with you to create a custom plan so you can rest easier and longer. For an appointment, call 651-342-2083. Last week, we began a discussion about the mood influences of our 100 trillion or so gut microbes. A deficiency in the healthy microbes or excessive growth of hostile ones is linked to mood states such as depression and anxiety. Meanwhile, healthy amounts of friendly microbes positively influence the production of serotonin, a neurotransmitter involved in sleep, maintaining mood balance, and memories. Many of our lifestyle choices can positively and negatively affect the health of our guts. Prolonged stress, for instance, has a diverse array of negative gut manifestations. For another, high intake of sugar promotes the growth of pathogenic bacteria, yeast, and fungi. The best probiotic supplements can't compete with high sugar intakes. Unfortunately, many of the commercial yogurt products have only a nominal amount of probiotics and way too much sugar for them to be healthy. Most commercial forms are akin to candy. For this reason, it's best that one prepare their own homemade yogurt, keeping its ingredients as plain and simple as possible. Other environmental factors can adversely kill off the so-called good bugs that we want in our guts. These include use of antibiotics, as can be found in various factory farm meats and dairy products, along with fluoridated and chlorinated water. While the addition of fluorine and chlorine in water helps to kill off things we don't want living in our water, it also kills off the good things we want living in our guts. Yes, you may not be able to control all of the environmental factors that could kill off good gut bacteria, but do the best that you can to limit those things that are harmful to them. It'll be worth it. You'll now want to regularly seed your gut with beneficial bacteria. This should include probiotics such as Lactobacillus acidophilus. One patented strain of L. acidophilus is known as DDS1 and is thought to be something of a super strain probiotic. Others to include are Lactobacillus plantarum, Lactobacillus brevis, Bifidobacterium lactis, and Bifidobacterium longum. Besides supplements, be sure to enjoy a variety of traditionally fermented foods such as kefir and the various pickled fermentations of cabbage, turnips, eggplant, cucumbers, onions, squash, and carrots. Supplements and fermented foods that contain beneficial microbes should be paired with the prebiotics that help feed and nurture them. This includes fiber as found in raw chicory root, raw Jerusalem artichoke, and raw dandelion greens. That's a lot to remember, so I'm pleased to say that I have today's transcript in my Healthy Living blog at drdavidwick.com, along with useful links.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083, 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.